From the Opopco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Don Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're joined today by two guests. We have Richard Price, an accountant executive with The Yard Dogs. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And we also have Kevin Hoglund.
Hoglund.
Gosh. I'm sorry. If can't bow out, Edmund, thank you for coming in, Kevin.
Thanks for inviting us in.
With a last name like Coppernall, I understand what happens with the last name.
Richard has the easy name.
Before we chat with Kevin and Richard, Brian, you got some news for us?
I do. We're going to start with an interesting story in Australia. A man in Australia was kind of alarmed recently when an intruder smashed into his bedroom window in the middle of the night and started jumping on his bed. And he initially, you know, thought what most of us would think. He said that his initial thought when he was half awake was that it was a lunatic ninja coming through the window. In fact, it was.
We all would think that.
Yes, in fact, it was a 5'9" kangaroo.
What?
Yes, dashed through the window and jumped up people
out of
bed.
That is half a foot taller than I am.
What's worse about it is that he's sitting here like, you know, obviously you're woken up by a crash of like your window breaking and then something jumping on your bed, and it's a huge animal. And so he's immediately thinking of his, you know, his safety for him and his wife. But then afterwards, the kangaroo started jumping down the hall and went into the bedroom of his 10-year-old son, who started screaming, "There's a roo in my room." So this guy tackled the kangaroo from behind,
what?
Pinned it to the ground. And then, like, and you gotta keep in mind, it's the same height as he is. It's 90 pounds, so it's not as big as he is, but same height, you know.
Yeah.
And so he wrestles it to the front door, uses one arm to open the door, and then tosses it out. And that was, like, probably the worst nightmare of his life.
So what's to stop the kangaroo from coming right back through the broken window?
The fact that it was probably a scary experience for him, too. I can't imagine it was fun for the kangaroo, either.
I mean, probably not.
But, yeah, pretty crazy there. From there, we're going to go to Germany, where there's a new proposal. A German lawmaker is asking, basically he wants to start DNA testing to identify canine culprits when there's dog poo that's not cleaned up.
Oh, good. Yes. This is when you don't have enough to do.
He wants all the dogs in the community to he wants all dogs in his hometown and in Germany to have like their DNA in a database, and then when dog poo is found, DNA test it to find the culprit and find them. Which I can only imagine now what CSI Germany is going to look like. You know, Grissom and the crew today investigate when a German shepherd leaves a pile in front of the city hall, you know.
So are they only...
Can you imagine being the crime scene investigator who has to go cordon off the crime tape and take out the luminol and, like, you know,
he is, like, take DNA samples? So embarrassed. He's just like, really, like, we have other things to do besides test this stuff. But then maybe they're just collecting it once upon arrest. Like, as proposed here.
I just think it's
DNA on arrest.
I think it's like, it's just Big Brother, another case of Big Brother taking over.
I think it's this guy really needs something else to do.
Pick up your dog poo.
Who's funding this?
Hopefully the government is what he thinks. He thinks the government will fund it.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Apparently Germany has, like, lots of money to spare in this economy.
Right.
On dog poo DNA testing.
Part of the stimulus package?
Yes.
It's a different way of approaching it, honestly.
I think so.
Don't think Obama has thought of that yet.
Well, speaking of dogs, Kevin, we'll start with you. Tell us about the adoption partnership that you guys have created.
Absolutely. Well, Camp Bow Wow is, what we do is doggy daycare and boarding. In Edmond, and as well as Moore. Vera Mahan owns the Moore location. My sister, my wife, and myself own the one in Edmond. Richard Price with the Oklahoma City Yard Dogs approached us recently about a corporate sponsorship to do dog adoption, pet adoptions during the Yard Dogs games in the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do, and I'll let him be getting in more into the specifics on it, but what we're doing is sponsoring an adoption center there, bringing in local rescue groups to try and get dogs adopted within the game framework.
So how's that going to work, Richard? People are going to, I guess, see, I mean, they can just adopt right on the site, and they're going to be, is it going to rotate with different shelters, or whose dogs, how's that going
to
work?
Absolutely. Fans are going to be able to walk right down to where the Camp Bow Wow booth is and adopt right on site. Which is great. We're very, very happy to be able to team up with such a great group like Cam Bow Wow. He's helped us out tremendously through this process. It's a very, very popular thing that we had done a few seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't have enough volunteers to keep it going this past season. But now that we've teamed up with Kevin over at Camp Bow Wow and their group, they've just really, really helped us spearhead this deal.
So where how did it all come about in the beginning? I mean, why this as a community service project for you guys?
Well, you know, with being the Oklahoma City Yard Dogs, I mean, dogs are
it's a good fit,
right? Yeah. Near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So, and looking at the numbers, there are so many dogs that need a good home in our area. So we felt like this would be a nice marriage between the two.
Can you take the dog back to your seat?
Can you take the dog back to your seat? I tell you what, we will cross that bridge when we come to it.
So I have a question. We're still ironing those details out. When you're talking about the dog adoptions, will you be spelling on the posters, will you be spelling it D-A-W-G-Z, or
you know,
will you be spelling D-O-G?
You know, we will be.
Important to know.
Promote the brand. You know, and this isn't just a one-time thing. Camp Bow Wow, actually, the Moore and Edmond locations, fosters dogs for mm-hmm. local rescue organizations year-round and adopts them out. It's a continuation of what we do all the time anyway, mm-hmm. on a local level to give back to the community. On a national level, because we are a franchise, mm-hmm. the corporate office of Camp Bow Wow, our founder Heidi, has created a foundation called the Bow Wow Buddies Foundation that currently is, their two main initiatives right now are trying to cure canine cancer as well as canine kennel cough. Mm-hmm. For more information on that, you can go to the CampBowWowUSA.com website and click on the Bow Wow Buddies icon. But back to the adoption thing, I mean, it's something we do all the time, and it's just a great fit doing it with the yard dogs, mm-hmm. and hopefully get some instantaneous results. As far as adoptions, we will rotate out with different rescue groups, you know, on a game-by-game basis to try and spread it around and help mm-hmm. as many as we can.
Have you guys heard any feedback from fans or maybe rescue groups who are excited about this program, ready to...
This was a very popular program that we had run in the past. And like mm-hmm. I said, just from lack of volunteers to help us run it, we couldn't do it last season. But we've had anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen dogs be adopted during the game on site.
If you guys find a particularly mean-looking bulldog that matches your logo, will you maybe adopt it as a team mascot?
We might keep them. You never know. We'll put them to work, that's for sure.
When does this start?
April the 4th is our home opener. We play 8 home games at the Cox Center. Mm-hmm. All of our home games are going to have different theme nights to them. So, for example, we're going to do a Turn Back the Clock night, a Hawaiian night, a Local Heroes night, a Military night. April the 4th through July 11th, come check us out Saturday nights.
So we'll have the booth every time.
Every game.
All right.
Every game you can, you
so,
can
yeah,
expect to see
they're actually
that.
Building us an adoption center within the Cox Center, which is where they're playing this year since the Ford Center is being renovated.
Yeah. Well, great.
Note of that. It is the Cox Center.
Well, we'll put a schedule, a full schedule for you guys up on our blog at blog.newsok.com/thepetshow so that people can see all the dates and put them on their calendar and go get a dog and maybe... or maybe not take it back to their seat.
So I'm thinking maybe not.
Don, do you have some tips for us?
I do have
adoption?
Some tips. I do. I thought about what happens if you do find a new best friend at the mm-hmm. game. What kind of things might you need? And these come from the Dog Owner's Guide. And first of all, you want to think about getting some supplies, a crate, bedding, and then hard plastic or stainless steel water and food dishes, collar and lead, ID tag, toys, grooming supplies, puppy food. Some people recommend the bitter apple to keep from the chewing problem. A baby gate for blocking doorways, and a good book on puppy training. And this is one that I added, a license if your city requires it.
Yes.
Check into that. And then also don't forget to puppy-proof your house and your yard, especially because, you know, little ones can get out of places that you might not think of.
Mm-hmm.
And then make a vet appointment.
Mm-hmm. Better remove all that breakable stuff or they will break it for you.
Yes,
as I found out with my dog.
I found out with my dog. I had to take mine on a long drive home. I got him from a rescue, and I didn't have a chew toy, and so I had to actually stop at a 7-Eleven and buy one of those work glove things just to give something to chew on, because he was trying to chew on everything in my car. So, definitely think of the toys.
So take a toy
drive.
With you to the game,
exactly.
Just in case.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, and thank you, Richard,
Thanks for
coming in to talk to
you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you, everyone, for listening, and go out and take care of your pets.